We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tim Wenger is with us now, who was in the thick of things Saturday night, bringing us live coverage of what was unfolding. And Tim, I just can't help but think about the contrast that you saw between Saturday night and then when you went back to Niagara Square Sunday morning.
Yeah, that was really a bizarre moment, because we knew that some people had gathered in Niagara Square to start to clean up some of the property that got defaced. I think the one that really stands out to me is the black lettering that was on the McKinley Monument. You know, as you stand on the steps of City Hall and look out and see that awesome monument that was defaced, to see that calm and quiet on Sunday morning. I'll tell you, when I the biggest image that I remember from Saturday, though, is obviously there was the van exploding and just the explosive violence that happened in waves, but just when I was about to leave at 2 o'clock in the morning, I looked across Niagara Square, and at that time it was completely calm. There was just debris, across the square, and I just looked at that, and it was just a bizarre feeling to know what had happened there just a couple of hours ago. And we had the police press conference, and the quiet that was there after so much turmoil that had happened just a few hours before.
Hey, Tim, I know you saw personally the actions of police Saturday throughout the protest that was peaceful, and then when things started to turn sideways a little bit later on. At the same time, we saw videos around the country of police seemingly not really knowing what to do, and their response triggering a greater response from protesters in the way they were handling things. We never really had those problems downtown in Buffalo, despite how chaotic it was. It wasn't because of the two sides feeding into each other.
Yeah, Brian, in all of my years of covering protests, I've always made a point, where appropriate, to compliment the law enforcement on how they handle protesters, because they can be extremely angry and they can be antagonizing. And on Saturday night, the police handled this the way I've seen them handle it before. They stood their line. They showed little, if any, emotion at all when being, thrown just unbelievable toxic remarks and being hit with water bottles and hit in the head. They were wearing their riot gear, but just constantly challenged, and they really didn't react unless they absolutely needed to protect, someone's safety. So we did not see that, that we saw the videos from across the country. So law enforcement held their own, reacted when they needed to, but they certainly didn't antagonize the protesters.
Tim, images that I don't think any of us will probably ever forget. Tim Wenger joining us live this morning. He covered, along with Brendan Keeney, Saturday night. We brought live coverage of the events that were unfolding in Niagara Square.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.